Welcome back to Amerisogyny. I'm your host, Hannah Blue. You're listening to episode 53, Exposing Bad Behavior All Around the World. It's early morning, folks, and I have to be quiet because I don't want to wake up my daughter or my puppy. Recording in the morning or late at night are the best times to record, so that's why I always sound low and quiet. I have a lot of stories to bring you today, so I'm going to jump right into it with an update on a story that I brought you in episode 52. Next, Benedict, the adorable 16-year-old teen who passed away in Oklahoma on February 8th. Well, the medical examiner says Next died by suicide. And honestly, I don't know how to feel about that. According to media, their autopsy was released, and a combination of antidepressants and antihistamines were found in their system. The Owosso Police Department claims they suspected suicide in the beginning, but they didn't want to confirm the information until the autopsy was completed. Apparently, diphenhydramine and fluoxetine are a deadly combination. Nah, I gotta be honest with you guys. This wasn't the outcome I expected, but nevertheless, it's still tragic. Next was a burning bright light to all of the people who loved them, and I'm so sorry. They were snuffed out far too soon. I usually don't give a lot of updates on my podcast, but I wanted to follow Nex's story to the end. I wanted to find out what happened to them. And now that we have our answer, I doubt it helps their grandma and friends. Rest in peace, Nex Benedict. We extend our love to you, your beautiful grandmother, your friends, and everyone who loved you and fought for you. Listeners, this episode is about exposing bad behavior. I'm not counting Benedict's story as bad behavior, but the one that I'm about to bring you and the other ones, oh yeah. Turn in your tickets and let's get ready to roll to our first stop, South Korea. Yeah, there's some bad behavior going on in South Korea, but it's not coming from K-pop singer Karina. It's coming from her toxic fans. I've always thought it was crazy that K-pop stars weren't allowed to date because it would send their already delusional fans in a downward spiral. I'm lame, the entertainment industry, because it sets these people up in promoting a delusional fantasy that they're single and accessible. And at any time, they're going to meet the right fan, lock eyes, and fall in love. And this happens in Japan, too. It's absolutely crazy to me that someone cannot fall in love and go public because of the backlash. And backlash is what Karina certainly got. Allegedly, she is dating actor Lee Jae-wook. And when the news broke, some of her fans lost their rabid minds. Now, not all of her fans are crazy. Some offered support, but others, my God. Some of her fans sent a truck to her agency's headquarters. And what did it have? An electronic billboard. And it read, "Do you not get enough love from your fans? Why did you choose to betray your fans? Please apologize directly. Otherwise, you'll see declining album sales and empty concert seats." Here's what burns me up. Just because you buy music or a few concert tickets, it doesn't mean you own anyone. The poor girl was forced to write an apology for being in love. Karina said, "I know very well how disappointed my fans who have supported me are and how upset you're thinking about the memories we shared together. I want to make up for my hurt fans from now on. I have always been sincere to you, and still each and every one of you are truly precious to me. Let me tell you something, I wouldn't apologize for a damn thing, but I don't live over there. And we don't do that over here in the States. People may not like their significant others, but they don't expect Bieber or Taylor Swift or Drake to be single forever. That's just crazy. But these are the rules, you guys. And what the fans say, they will do. They turn on these entertainers just for dating. In 2018, when Hyuna and Edan started dating, Cube Entertainment's stock dropped several points. And both artists were suspended by Cube for dating. I'm going to wrap this up very quickly because I think this is just idiotic. These entertainers, the people these delusional fans love so much, are never going to pick you. It's never going to be you. I'm sorry. Why? Because you're crazy and you don't respect boundaries. And thank God this girl has sane and rational fans. Someone posted on social media, no idols, K-pop stars, should apologize for dating in 2024. Another commenter wrote, apologize for loving someone? You don't need to do this. And she doesn't. And guess what? The craziness extended into China too, because one of the members is Chinese. Weibo is a site that's kind of like Twitter. And one person wrote, if she really cherished her fans, she wouldn't have fallen in love in the first place. What makes these crazy ass fans think they're number one in the lives of regular people? And that's what they are. They're not gods and goddesses. They're regular people. But that's how the industry sets it up. I think it's crazy, but you know what, guys? It's never going to change. I just feel sorry for the girl. And who wouldn't feel bad for her? These comments are insane. Here's another comment from Weibo. What the fans really want to hear from her is that she has broken up and maintains no contact with the guy. And another said, how can she appear to be so burdenless and carefree after all of this? Happily in love, while hanging fans out to dry as if nothing happened? She can't have it both ways. She absolutely can and should have it both ways. And these people need intensive mental health treatment. You don't sit high enough to dictate whether or not someone can fall in love. If there's one thing I hated about the K-pop industry and K-pop fans, some of them, not all, it is the possessiveness. It's thinking they know these people when they don't. They're strangers. It blows my mind how insane some of them are. Because you buy music, you go to concerts, and you watch a few TV shows and you think you know these people. I don't miss all the fighting on social media. I don't miss the crazy people trying to check others over people they have never met. Disgusting behavior. Sane and rational fans enjoy the music and we leave it at that. We don't get into their personal business. We don't get into crazy ass arguments. I'm telling you, this is why I believe in mental health treatment. I hope they never break up. I hope she marries him and she has a very long and prosperous career. And that will hit her toxic fans right where they live. Let's continue uncovering bad behavior on our next stop, China. I just talked about China, didn't I? Well, it seems they don't limit their behavior to musicians. People on China's social media have been dragging its richest person and his brand, Nongfu Spring. And they say it's pro-Japan. Now, over the years,
Zhong Shenzhen has worked hard on his company to build it into the juggernaut it is today. According to him, the reputation of a company in the market economy is greater than its fixed assets. If the reputation is bad, nothing can be sold. And on that, I agree with him. In the next story that I bring you, we'll talk about image and the strong correlation it has to a company's reputation. But let's mingle in China for a bit. On Chinese social media, people have filmed themselves pouring Nongfu water into the toilet or using it to clean the floor. And what did the owner of Nongfu do to bring on this bad behavior? Allegedly, he used a Japanese-style image on the bottles. And some have accused Zhang of undermining his former partner, Zhang. Zhang used to be a sales agent for Wahaha, Zhang's company. Say that three times fast. Even 7-Eleven stores are joining in on the fury. They said they would pull Nongfu's products from their shelves. And in the past 2 weeks, sales have fallen. Posters have even gone as far as posting themselves with Wahaha water, encouraging support of this brand over Nongfu. It seems whenever China gets its toes stepped on, it lashes out. Even the almighty Apple has faced the wrath of China. Apple posted a photo on their website of a customer service agent with a pigtail hairstyle, and this set some Chinese people off because they believed it was an anti-Chinese stereotype. But Apple confirmed to the Chinese media that the employee was a Native American and based in California. Japan has also been a target on Chinese social media. People got mad when Japan decided to release treated wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear power plant, and they called for a boycott of all Japanese beauty products and other goods. Beijing even suspended imports of Japanese seafood following the release of the treated wastewater. On Chinese social media, everybody gets it. Huawei built a smartphone processor and called it Kirin after the Japanese mythical creature. Well, people were not happy about that, not one bit. And all of this backlash has started to affect Shenzhen's money. The company lost about 30 billion Hong Kong dollars. That's $3.8 billion here in the U.S. Now that's enough to make anybody sick, billionaire or not. And he has a net worth of around $63 billion. Now with this, I can understand the people being patriotic towards their country. Even if I don't condone their behavior, I just think it's a shame that someone can be self-made and build an empire only to have people tear it down because he's not toeing the line. I do hope he doesn't step on any more toes for his sake. Our next stop, Spain. In a previous episode, I told the story of an employee who was fired by Starbucks, and I sided with Starbucks. Well, Doritos has fired a transgender influencer after they received backlash for making inappropriate comments about children. My problem is that this person made inappropriate sexualized comments about children. It doesn't matter to me who you sleep with. If you make comments like that, you absolutely do not deserve to represent a brand, and they have every right to fire you. Well, the person in question is Samantha Hudson. Hudson had a brand deal with PepsiCo Spain and Doritos Spain, but old tweets from Hudson reappeared. And with that, Doritos said, you gotta go. Allegedly, the company told Rolling Stone, "We have ended the relationship and stopped all related campaign activity due to the comments. We strongly condemn words or actions that promote violence or sexism of any kind." And clearly, this person has been problematic for a while. Allegedly, they claimed they wanted to destroy the nuclear family. Hudson allegedly tweeted he wanted to do thuggish things to a minor, and also allegedly tweeted, in the middle of the street, in Mallorca, in panties, and screaming that I'm a nymphomaniac in front of a super beautiful 8-year-old girl. Now that is just disgusting. Doritos is no dummy. They don't want to lose money. They know that any comments or images that involve sexualizing kids is reprehensible. Now, I think they made the right call, but they should have done their homework in the beginning. And that's what toxic people don't understand. When you represent a brand, it is no longer about you. You have to watch what you say, especially on social media, and what you do. And if anything that you post does not align with that company's mission, they have the right to get rid of you, no questions asked. And they don't owe any apologies or explanations. A single person and their ignorance has the ability to wreck all the years of hard work and a company's well-earned reputation in a flash. I remember when Rihanna banned Ari Fletcher from Fenty. She made the right call. Trust me when I say it is hard as hell to build your own company. It's hard to build a reputation that people trust and stand on. You cannot have somebody who isn't trying to build something, who cares about nothing, including themselves, wrecking everything you work so hard to build. The ladies that represent us, Sheila, Leash, Nettie, Courtney, Thea, Angela, Mika, and Hannah, make me very proud. We represent mental health. When you're the head of the company, you are the conductor of the train. You are the captain on the ship. When you start seeing somebody's going to sink your ship, you throw them overboard and don't hesitate. And don't look back. Doritos gave Hudson an amazing opportunity and they pissed it away. But that's how some people are. You can try to pull them up, but if they're determined to remain in the gutter, leave them there. Because all they can do for you is drag you down with them. And that's just that. Oh, I'm not done exposing bad behavior. Our next stop, Brazil. Well. How many things can $8 buy? Not much. But for one fake doctor, it bought her medical degree. Marion Santana is 27 years old, and she allegedly treated almost 30 patients at a hospital before she disclosed she bought an online degree for $8. Police took her into custody on her first day at a facility in Carados, São Paulo. And clearly, Miss Santana is not the sharpest knife in the drawer, meaning she's not too smart. She bought a degree for $8 that said she completed her coursework in 2022, but the degree program didn't begin until that year. Now, clearly, there were red flags. Other doctors became suspicious and checked her registration number and found that it actually belonged to an actual doctor. And she had the nerve to be taking selfies in a uniform. And what did she do before she decided to become a fake doctor? She was a speech therapist and earned around $802 a month. Or so she claims. Police didn't confirm it. Santana was arrested for illegal exercise of a profession, ideological forgery, use of a false document, danger to life, and attempted embezzlement. Santana is housed at Tupi Paulista, awaiting her judgment. Our next stop, Cincinnati, Ohio. An employee was arrested for leaving people with developmental disabilities in a van while she went shopping in Walmart. Now, she knew better. She is Pamela Shaw, and she faces multiple counts of patient endangerment and patient neglect. The van held Shaw, her son, who is not a qualified caregiver, and three people with severe disabilities, and all of the people need 24/7 care. She left these three patients in a work van while she shopped for personal items. My take, just by looking at this woman, she's old enough to know better. But we know chronological age has nothing to do with mental age. If you want to go shopping, you do it on your own time. You don't do it when you're caring for people who can't care for themselves. And you guys know me, I'm an advocate. What she did was 100% wrong. She should have been arrested. Period. You know, lately I have really been dragging some states, meaning airing out their public business. Our next stop, still in Ohio, folks. Georgetown, Ohio. A mental health facility closed down. Now that's not very shocking. It happens every day. Here's what's toxic. They only gave employees 2 days' notice. Now we know an employer expects a 2-week notice before you quit, right? Yeah. So to give these people only 2 days' notice before informing them they would no longer have a job was cruel. And people can say all they want, well, Ohio is an at-will state. That doesn't make it right. People still have bills. They need to buy food and clothing. You don't just leave somebody out to hang like that. And what about the clients? The ones who were going there for mental health treatment? What about them? Georgetown Behavioral Hospital is in Brown County. It was licensed to have 24 patients and serve people from Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia. According to Rebecca Rudd Combis, who was the director of community outreach, said at times they would have between 19 and 20 patients receiving treatment at one time. She said the center was like family for staff and patients. According to Rudd Combis, they were not on a unit with 60 other people, and the individual attention and care they received was just exemplary in that unit. I'm always advocating for getting the treatment you need, but for a facility to just shut down like this, it's sad. The staff was told the corporate owner was looking to sell the facility, but in 2 days, they learned the facility was closing and Friday would be their last day. Staff who weren't on duty that day listened in by speakerphone and learned they would no longer have a job. According to Rudd Combis, devastating, shocked, a lot of tears, a lot of disbelief. It felt very defeating. The executive director of Brown County Board of Mental Health and Addiction Services, Deanna Veitze, said the sudden closure was a shock to her and devastating to the community. She said, "We had so many plans for things. They were going to be able to be a huge complement to our system that we were all very excited about. Pretty fresh ideas and newer players into that." Vietzi has offered to help the clients find new facilities for treatment. She says, "We don't have any other facilities of that level of care in Brown County, but I can help them find a place outside of town." In a previous episode, I told you, you can say what you want about my country, the USA, but we have some very good people here. Rudd Combis said her phone had been ringing off the hook. And from who? People who want to employ the newly displaced employees. And more good news, every patient who went to Georgetown Behavioral Hospital found a new facility to continue receiving the care they need. Now, media reached out to Oglethorpe, the company that owns Georgetown Behavioral Hospital, to find out why it was nasty, asty, asty, And that phrase is from Charlotte's Web, you guys. I do that from time to time. And not giving employees any notice. But of course the company hasn't answered, and they won't. But what they need to know is, karma is punctual. Our last stop, Nebraska. I hate ending on a note talking about a trash mother, but this baby is so cute. I wanted to bring her story to light. You guys know I'm an advocate for kids, especially if they're disabled. And this little cutie, Liliana, is only 4. Well, as adorable as she is, she has a trash mother. And that trash mother tried to hide her bloody clothes after the baby was attacked by the boyfriend's dog. What makes me happy, in spite of this tragedy, both the mother and her boyfriend were arrested for obstruction. According to police, after little Liliana was attacked, her mama, Danielle Stratman, who was 25, changed the baby out of her blood-soaked clothes and hid them under a bed when police came to the house responding to a call about a child being bitten by a dog. I'm not going to go into what the dog did to the baby because it's too gruesome, but the dog belonged to her mom's boyfriend, who is Greg Prester, 42. The dog was surrendered and euthanized by the Nebraska Humane Society. Now, I'm a dog lover, but if a dog attacks a child, then they should be put down. I cannot stand when people say, my dog doesn't bite. My dog is the safest dog in the whole wide world. If the dog has teeth, the dog can bite. I have a Shih Tzu. Hershey has never bit me or my daughter, but I will never say Hershey won't bite. If Hershey gets ready and under the right circumstances, Hershey is gonna bite. And that's just that. Little Liliana is out of ICU, but she had 2 surgeries and she's going to need therapy for her trauma. Of course she will. A GoFundMe account was launched by Liliana's great aunt Kimberly Lane Coturba to help cover her medical expenses. Liliana was born with spina bifida. It's a birth defect that affects the development of her spinal cord. The mother had a no-contact order put in place that stops her from seeing her daughter after she was arrested for child abuse and domestic assault. You know, some women should never have kids. And the boyfriend was no Boy Scout. He's been convicted twice for theft, and that dates back to 2006. He was also cited for harboring a dangerous dog and pet damaging property. Danielle Stratman was in custody at Douglas County Correctional Center, being held on a $150,000 bond. She should never get that baby back. And at this rate, it looks like she won't. I hope that Liliana is in a safe place and she gets the medical attention she deserves. Well, folks, you know I enjoy taking a ride with you every week, but all good things must come to an end, at least for this week, because I'm out of time. If you learned anything in this episode, feel free to follow me. By now, you know where. Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube, Samsung, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen from. The weekend is almost here, you guys. I want you to be careful and take care of each other. And also, take care of yourselves. Be easy. I will be back with more stories. Have a great weekend. And as always, God bless.